Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Now, I'm going to tell you weather-wise, it's kind of iffy. And we're seeing and hearing about all sorts of accidents. It's getting yucky out there. What can I tell you? You'll be careful, I hope. I'm a little extra concerned today. I shared with you, I think. Oh, no, I shared on Facebook. My little guy, Joe, is off on a rock and roll road trip. He and his gal pal, Emily, hit the road a little earlier this afternoon, and they're driving to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Have you been to Pittsburgh? Really? Would you drive to Pittsburgh? Anyway, they're driving to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to go and see Megadeth. And part of the reason that they're going to Pittsburgh is because they were supposed to go last week right over here to Virginia Credit Union Live, the amphitheater, over at Richmond Raceway Complex. And I don't know what happened, but the show got canceled and they were all kind of bummed out. And, well, the next thing you know, they got their tickets. And so they hit the road a little bit earlier. And I guess they're going to the show this evening. It's like a 7 or 8 o'clock tonight. And hanging out somewhere near Pittsburgh. Emily's got some family out there. And then they'll be back. But I'm just a little extra worried about folks on the road. So you also heard Atlee Elmont. That is almost always a bad situation, especially when weather gets involved and you got multiple crashes. So please, all I'm asking you is to please do your best and stay safe and beware the weather. I guess there are all sorts of technical problems at the radio factory today, so I do apologize for that in advance, but is what it is, and I'm sure we've got bailing wire and chewing gum, and we're going to get it all back together and up and running ASAP. Jeremy is holding down the fort on that end. We'll be chatting about this huge firing at Richmond City Hall, their chief of staff, and nobody seems to know what happened. Nobody. We'll do that at 5:35, 4:35. Good friend of mine, Yale Levin Sheldon's going to be here because she actually testified yesterday at the state senate, this Ghazala Hashmi hearing, where it sure seems as if there's a big cover-up for all of the pro-Hamas activity on Virginia college campuses. So Yale will be with us at 4:35. Now, my friend Michael Harrison is a couple of things. Number one, he really is one of the greatest talk show hosts you'd ever want to meet, and he's selfless in this regard. Years ago, Michael said, all right, I can devote myself to my own talk radio career, which I must say would have gone far. I mean, he's just great at it. Or I can help other people who are in talk radio and establish the Real Trade publication, the Bible of talk radio, Talkers Magazine. Well, he chose the latter. And it's an amazing publication, always has been. It's on top of everything. And every once in a while, we get the chance just to chat with Michael about some developments. Talker's got a brand new YouTube channel. And also, we just got this bill that keeps AM radio in vehicles from the house. Michael, good afternoon, sir.
Well, Jeff, you make me sound like some kind of a saint or a humanitarian. And I always begin our conversations with a big blush on my face, and but a lot of gratitude for your friendship over the years. And you are certainly a great participant in this industry. And you, your listeners should know, talking about humanitarians, you are a past recipient of the Talkers Humanitarian of the Year Award, which is a big deal. So congrats to you, and thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you. I am actually staring at that trophy as we speak. Not that I show it to other people, but if I had a chain, I would wear it around my neck. I'm just telling you. Michael, let me start first with this piece of legislation that just came through the House of Representatives that says we are going to keep AM radio in vehicles moving forward. Now, it's got to go over to the Senate, and there's other stuff, but what do you know about that? Because you've been involved in really helping people understand the importance of it.
Well, it means that by hook or crook, amazingly enough, the medium that encourages people not to let the government get involved in business has pressured the government to get involved in business. And that is to, I mean, I don't mean to be a wise guy, but there is something ironic about that. Yeah. Look, AM radio is important. It's not dead. It's not dead. And if the automobile industry feels that way, and if other people in the press and people that are in the media business feel that way, well, they are throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because AM radio has, to use an old saying, a lot of rubber left on the tires. Mm-hmm. So when the automobile manufacturers across America and around the world started to one by one say that they're going to begin systematically dropping AM radio out of the dashboard, there was a bit of blowback. And fortunately, the politicians, the Congress, pressure groups, and radio people mobilized. The National Association of Broadcasters got behind it and put some pressure on them. And now it looks like there's a chance that that move will be forestalled based upon the public need. Yes. And, you know, I can go through a whole list of things as to why AM radio is important, but I think that the listeners to this program understand that because they're radio listeners. Exactly. And when AM goes, FM is going to go, because they're both basically cousins in the same, you know, technological, you know, mode. Yeah. So that's basically it. It's a very interesting thing. And, I mean, I never thought that I would live to see the day when AM radio would be thrown out of cars for being obsolete. I remember when I first had my first job in radio on an FM station, people said to me, "When are you going to get a job on a real radio station?"
Oh,
I said, "What do you mean? It's a real radio station." I said, "Yeah, you can't hear it in the car. You can't hear it in the car. It's not a real radio station." So the relationship between the car and AM radio goes back a long way. So hopefully cars will remain with AM radios for at least another 5 or 10 years. After that, all bets are off.
Yeah. Well, that sounds good to me. I could tell you, Michael, that when I was a little kid, all we had in our cars were AM radios, except when my Uncle Mort would come to visit. He had one of these FM contraptions that was an aftermarket strapped in with, you know, chewing gum and baling wire and all sorts of stuff. And but that was he could listen to classical music, because Uncle Mort...
Classical music, right.
Yeah.
Those were called FM converters, and you could pick them up at Radio Shack, and you stuck it on the bottom of the front of the car.
Right.
And it was with a strap, and it worked. It actually worked. And it was such a cool thing to hear FM in the car. Yeah. I, of course, began my career playing the classical music and the beautiful music on FM, which was like not even like being on the internet in 1990. I mean, it was just very small time. But then I got very lucky, and I wound up being a pioneer of FM rock radio.
You sure did.
And that was where we started to make a little noise.
Yep.
And when we had those converters in the cars, we were giving them away on the air. I mean, we wanted people listening in cars. That was your Uncle Mort was way ahead of the curve. You know, thank goodness for people like Mort.
Absolutely. Michael Harrison is joining us. Michael is the publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the trade paper, the Bible of talk radio, has been for 30 plus years. And Michael has a knowledge of this industry like no one else. But Michael, even as we're talking about AM radio and FM radio, Talkers Media, if I'm going to be upfront about it, you've now got the YouTube channel as well. And let everybody know, because as I looked at it, I think, oh, this is going to be great. When I first looked at it, it's going to be great for those of us in the industry. But there's a lot there just for people who are interested in news and what's going on.
Yeah, we're sort of walk the line between people who are professional broadcasters and people who are professional broadcast listeners or viewers.
Yeah.
Because you know, so many people in audiences of every art form, we're in an interactive era where where programming is largely influenced by audience involvement.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't the case forever until about 15 years ago when they start putting comments on websites and people, you know, were able to talk back. AM radio and talk radio was the first social media because you could talk back to the radio and you'd take calls and yep. it was a town meeting. That's now right. social media has changed a lot of things. To make a long story short, YouTube, and that's not to diminish in any way AM or FM or satellite radio or any kind of radio, right. but YouTube is a very, very unusual platform. It's a very fertile platform, and there's a lot of action going on there, and it behooves AM, FM, traditional radio, particularly talk radio, mm-hmm. to have a, you know, to claim territory that's on right. YouTube. That's right. And that's what we're doing. So it'll be an extension of talkers.com, but it'll be talkers on YouTube. Yep. And we have, you just recently interviewed Bill O'Reilly on your show, I understand.
That's right.
And I heard that broadcast, and I have him on the show. We have, this week we're going to be putting up an interview that I conducted, and it's video, and it's a video interview from our Talker Studios, and he's at his desk with right. the mogul of talk radio, John Catsimatidis, oh, who boy. Owns WABC, and owns baseball teams, energy companies, grocery stores. And he's a billionaire. He's yeah. a billionaire, and we're gonna have you on there as soon as possible.
That's fine.
And I think it's very nice of you to mention that. So
well,
thank you.
I'm excited about the chat with John Catsimatidis because I met him, I guess it's 2 years ago, he was at the mm-hmm. Talkers Conference, and one of the things that struck me, Michael, and I'm always taken aback by this. Here he is, as you say, he's a billionaire. I mean, he could literally right. buy that entire building he was in and say, let's turn it into a drive-thru. I don't know what we're going to do with it. But he was as friendly and as approachable as guys that I had known for 20 years. And he knew and wanted to talk about radio things. It was beautiful.
Yeah, he grew up the way we grew up yeah. as kids that loved pop culture. And growing up in New York, and I'm sure some of your listeners migrated to oh, Virginia yeah. from New oh, York. Yeah. The New York radio scene back in the 50s and 60s and early 70s was a great place to grow up listening to these characters on the radio. And he grew up listening to WABC. Maybe some of your listeners heard of a guy called Cousin Brucey
oh,
and Dan Ingram. Big names. Locally in New York, but, you know, a lot of people from New York, and it was a very exciting scene. And now, Cousin Brucey, who's pushing 90 years old, still does a show on WABC. John Catsimatidis brought him back to do a Saturday show playing music on what is otherwise a very exciting talk station.
Yeah.
Catsimatidis loves radio, and I asked him. It's already in the can, so to speak. I did the interview yesterday.
Okay.
In his book, he has a book, How Far Do You Want to Go? Advice from a Common Sense Billionaire is the name of his book. And he has 16 tenets of what you need to know. And the 16th one is have fun. So I said, are you having fun, John? And he said he has never had as much fun in his life and that he's doing WABC. I mean, you know, he can afford to do that.
Yeah.
He bought this giant radio station knowing he may not make money.
Right.
But he wants to have fun. So you've got this major radio station in New York City that is being controlled by this wild billionaire who wants to have fun. As a result, it's turned into a really fun radio station. And it's full of characters. All kinds of New York characters are on the air there. So yeah. And that's what radio should be. Characters like you.
Well,
like me.
I'd like to.
Weirdos.
I don't know if I make that list, man, but I'm happy to even be mentioned in the...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the same breath, and one of the things about that station, one of the things about this station, there's no AI, and that is the subject of Gun Hill Road. We talked about that with you the last time you were on. We've been playing that song, but remind everybody about your AI concern and this song.
Well, the song is called Artificial Intelligence, No Robots Were Injured in the Production of the Song. That's the name of the song, and it's about AI. And none of the music is AI. The music of Gun Hill Road, of which I am a proud member, is all real organic music, original songs, original voices, real instruments and all of that. But the visuals are wild AI. And basically, I'm not saying anything that I don't think the very astute listeners of your show haven't heard, that AI presents a double-edged sword for good and for bad, for That's advancement right. and for danger.
Yep.
There is discussions in the arts. Is it real art if it's made with AI? That's a question. There's yep. discussion in business. Is it taking away jobs? And there's a discussion in politics and in journalism. Is it necessarily true or real? We're entering this, some people call it the post-truth era. And AI is only enhancing the dimensions of the untruths that float around like litter. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, mm-hmm. our world is polluted with lies. Yeah. And AI is part of it, but that doesn't mean that AI is ultimately a bad thing. Let's just say, like all advances in technology, it's a potentially dangerous thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's something that we are certainly just really beginning to appreciate and see how mm-hmm. it can be utilized effectively and efficiently. Some of those mundane tasks that go into broadcasting, you know, it'd be okay to have Robbie the Robot handle those. But
I think Robbie the Robot could do a talk show. I think you could have two robots doing a talk show,
yeah,
arguing with each other, and people wouldn't know the difference. Now, you mentioned Gun Hill Road. One of the benefits I had of being an FM DJ back in the old days on the progressive rock station was I used to play a group called Gun Hill Road in the early 70s. And now, in the first quarter of the 21st century, I'm a member of the band, and we've been doing these songs. So let me give a real quick plug, gunhillroadmusic.com. I think people will get a big kick out of it if they haven't seen our videos, gunhillroadmusic.com.
Absolutely. And, I'll tell you what, Michael, we are going to share that on all of our social media. We've been enjoying the song. People have heard it, make no mistake. I want them to go and make sure they watch the video as well. Michael, I could sit here and just chat with you for hours about the good old days, the bad old days, the future good days, the rest of it. But I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you making time for us. My listeners really enjoy our discussions, and I'm going to send them over to the YouTube channel and talkers.com because I'd like them to get a little peek behind the curtain. It's kind of fun.
Thank you so much. Really enjoy talking to you, Jeff.
You are the best. That is Michael Harrison. Michael, as I said, and put him on hold, Jeremy, because I don't want him to blush, but Michael really is one of the best. And Michael would have been one of the most successful talk radio personalities if he had decided that was what he was going to do. Instead, he took that talent, he took that drive, he took that concern, and he put it into an industry. He helped grow, make no mistake about it. He helped grow what we now know as talk radio because of Talkers Magazine. So just nice to have him on. And if you get a chance, go over there. I'll get all the links up for the YouTube channel, and I'll put the links up for gunhillroadmusic.com. Well, I guess I just did. And you can check out the AI song as well. It's really, really good stuff. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.